work. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm out of control today. I want to get to all your calls. I got to move quick now.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Man, that's a cool liner. We got to play that more. I'm going to play that this Sunday. On the Sunday show, 4 to 6. All right, I want to jam in a few more calls from Bob Chapman. Bob, you were raising the exposure the Bilderberg Group and others are getting. Go ahead.
And, yeah, and they're very, very disturbed about this. They can't avoid it. And we talked earlier about conditioning that, yes, this world government sort of thing is going on and we're the best people to run it. But on the other side, you've got these people talking about what they're doing, what they caused, and who's the culprit in this whole thing. And so they're having a hard time handling both sides. And they're not being successful at muting what needs to be muted for their side, so to speak. And so I think the gains that they're trying to make, they're paying for extremely painfully.
Let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, thanks for holding.
Yeah, can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking at a PDF. It says Civil Action 8500, and it was filed in the Southern District of New York. And it seems to be that it's against the UN, Ban Ki-moon, the Republic of Italy, and Berlusconi. And they're accusing them of stealing bonds worth over $1 trillion. I was wondering if you guys have heard of this, and the judge is Judge Howell. H-O-L-W-E-L.
I know there's a lot of actions going on with stolen bonds all over the world. I heard about this Italy thing a while back, Bob.
I heard it from time to time, but I don't have knowledge of what the gentleman's speaking of.
Yeah, who's bringing the civil action?
Had a lot of bogus bonds over the last number of years.
It says Neil F. Keenan. The last name is K-E-E-N-A-N. And the law firm is Bleakley, Platt & Schmidt, LLP.
Do me a favor, email that to Show Tips. That's very interesting, sir.
Okay, I will.
Anything else?
One more thing. Have you ever heard of the Act of 1871 in which they created a corporate government for the United States Corporation?
Yes, I have. Bob Chapman?
No comment. I'm not familiar enough with it to make intelligent commentary.
They definitely operate under two different laws, and now they're removing the republic and phasing in this corporate administrative law system. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate your call. One more for Bob Chapman here, and I'm sorry to the others. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6. I'll be live. Baron in Alabama, go ahead. Baron, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We've actually spoken several times before. So
yeah, I actually can't understand you. Your speakerphone's too bad. Can you actually pick the phone up?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the question that I have basically, you touched on how people kind of go running from the truth when you try to confront people about things, right? So there's two types of people out there that one go running and the other type basically have to go on at whatever their pace is. Now, what I've done, you basically inspired me to start my own website, basically amplifying your message. I've emailed a couple of times. I've actually put up a couple of videos, one about how on the Brooklyn Bridge that day that they marched, the Occupy Wall Street protest, smashed an InfoWars.com sign down from in front of the live stream camera.
And yeah, somebody said for me to come watch a video of that, and then I forgot to never point it out. But, yeah, the Occupier leadership doesn't like Ron Paul or InfoWars.com. They've banned us on their websites. We're almost out of time. Finish up the story.
Okay, so my basic point was that they seem to be pulling all of these stunts to basically where they're trying to slow down the awakening. I want to know what you see coming as far as the economy, because they seem to be slowing the economy down but speeding everything else up, like the wars, the police.
No, I hear you. I'll have to talk about it Sunday. Thank you, Bob Chapman. We'll see you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts now.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I am back in the saddle again, back here at home base at Central Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We're going to be live on the air here for at least the next 3 hours. And then, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News this evening, 7 o'clock. I want to give the number out here in a moment to talk about any issue you wish to discuss. But first, I do want to mention just some of the news that's going to be coming up throughout the broadcast today. But I've literally probably got more than 200 articles here in front of me. And a lot of this I've read over. Some of this I haven't even gotten to yet. I was looking up on screen about a minute before we went into this segment, and I saw on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the headline, "Green Debacle, Tens of Thousands of Abandoned Wind Turbines Now Litter American Landscape." And it's funny because I have footage of this driving out west. I drove through New Mexico into Arizona and then into southern Utah and then back. And all along the way, in Texas and other states, I would see wind turbines, the big giant ones, off on the horizon, not turning, even when there was wind. And then I'd drive a few more miles and see wind turbines that were turning when there was wind. Some days, such high wind, the RV was almost blowing off the road, not like 50-mile-an-hour winds. And then I was going to do some investigating into this when I got back, and I shot some footage of it, and I was going to do a nightly news report. But voila, November 24th, yesterday, Thanksgiving, Natural News, Jonathan Benson, green debacle, tens of thousands of abandoned wind turbines now litter American landscape. And it says that 14,000 of them, more than that, and has links to all the government documents, have been abandoned because it was government programs. They would just build them, not even service them, get the government handout. That's why in Spain they said it took at least two jobs on top of the money it cost away from the economy to build a wind turbine. And then they never can transfer the power properly. You need to build power plants near cities because you lose a lot of the power as you transmit it down the major lines. So they've got these in England and Europe and the United States and Canada, way off the middle of nowhere on mountain ridges, and then they're supposed to, or on the Texas coast, and I've seen them sitting idle on the Texas coast because it's just like all these other big energy companies where they build green buildings and then just never even hire anybody. It's just all a big scam, all a big insider deal where Al Gore and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Clinton and Obama are all heavily invested. It's a bunch of gangsters. Literal beacons of the green energy movement, giant wind turbines have been one of the renewable energy sources of choice for the U.S. government, which has spent billions of taxpayer dollars subsidizing the construction and use across the country. But high maintenance costs, high rates of failure, and fluctuating weather conditions that affect energy production render wind turbines expensive and inefficient, which is why more than 14,000 of them or more have since been abandoned. And then it goes through all of it. Now, again, here's my frustration. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, give me a document cam shot. No exaggeration. I bet if I count these articles, there are more than 200 of them on my desk, and each one is more insane than the next. I mean, look at this one. Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. Top advisors to the government are saying in England. I mean, you can't make that up. Tokyo Electric is saying it's your fault if their radiation got on your property and that you're basically trespassing on the radiation. That's out of mainstream news in Japan. Cannot make it up. Bonkers, cuckoo, nutcase. But the judges in Japan and here are all under globalist system. It's all standardized. And they're going to, just like Monsanto, infect your crops. You have proof you bought your non-GMO seeds. They infect your crops. They find 1% of their genetics in your crops. And then they sue you for them contaminating you. This would be like if I broke in your house while you were out of town for a month and put 10 dogs in there to go to the bathroom all over the floor. And I fed them 100 gallons of hamburger helper. And you come back home and there's just urine and feces knee deep. And then I sue you for trespassing against me when I broke in your house and put 20, 30, 50, 100 dogs in there, force-feeding them hamburger meat. Except that's just something that screws your house up. You got to clean up. This is genetic garbage designed to sterilize us and give us cancer. In all the documents, just type in GMO linked to cancer, birth defects. You'll just have hundreds of studies out the wazoo going back 30 years. And here they say, TEPCO, radioactive substances belong to landowners, not us. If you actually read the full article, they're spinning it. During court proceedings concerning a radioactive golf course, Tokyo Electric Power stunned lawyers by saying the utility was not responsible for decontamination because it no longer owned the radioactive substances. You know, under common law, it goes back to the Bible. If your ox gets out and gores somebody, your big work cow, your cow that pulls trailers, gets out and runs over somebody's kid and kills them off your property, you are 100% responsible. And it's like that in every culture. They just say, no, when my ox jumped out of the pen and got mad and ran over and killed your wife or husband or child, whatever, we just don't. But then they go further. And they're saying, now you're going to have to clean it up, and you've got the liability. So it's not even as bad. It's totally insane. It goes against logic. But official media said so. Governments, corporations, it's not as bad as Monsanto, because then they actually come in and then say you've stolen their property. But it's pretty darn close. Oh, here's another one. ACLU Senators demand military lockup for Americans in battlefield defined as outside your window. And yes, the new battlefield for killing Americans without courts, arresting Americans, the military tribunals, is anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the world. And that Americans can be arrested and held without charge or trial. Just the complete martial law. I've got that report, and it's got quotes from Ron Paul in here. But hey, does the average American care about this? Is the average American concerned about that? No, the average American is concerned about getting a discount and, I guess, getting their paycheck and getting out and buying some Chinese slave goods that break the first time you get it out of the box on average. They're obsessed with running out and getting into deeper debt or whatever the case is. They're not worried about cancer tripling and diabetes tripling in the last few decades. They're not worried about all the new wars. They're not worried about the hypocrisy, the Arab League meeting in Cairo, while Western-backed military system machine guns crowds and puts in Sharia law. They're meeting there to discuss human rights abuses in Syria that, if they are going on, are minimal compared to Egypt. They're not worried about that. The Arab League is there saying, yes, we want military action, and the Russians have got warships off the coast to defend, and then the United States has got an aircraft carrier. They're getting ready to put a peaceful, remember those, non-military, no-fly zone, that means bombing the whole country. And then when they put the al-Qaeda rebels in, as they did in Libya, literally flying the al-Qaeda flag, they'll call it humanitarian. Humanitarian. It's humanitarian that they've got 7,000 people at least admitted in a concentration camps, and they're systematically murdering people, more than 40,000. No, it's peaceful and humanitarian that this is happening. I mean, I'm living in 1984, and there's all these news articles I've got about where the government's openly calling for censorship of talk radio, demonizing yours truly for influencing the White House shooter who thought he was Jesus. They're really gearing up to take everything. And I sat there with family last night at my house for Thanksgiving. Like, we had it at my house. It was fun. And I even enjoyed watching the football game. 2 seconds left, UT field goal. A movie finish, a photo finish. And I sat there and I watched people having a tribal victory of satisfaction that UT had defeated the A&M hordes festooned in their military regalia. But the New World Order was still there. The GMOing of the food was still there. The cancer viruses and the vaccine was still there. And I knew all the archetypes, the home team's army running out of the gladiatorial underground base out to face the enemy, the young maidens out there presenting themselves to the warriors, the maidens will be handed to the young men that defeat the foreign tribe. That's one tribe on one side, the other tribe on the other. University of Texas in the enemy's camp, behind enemy lines, all of its systematic social engineering, archetypal iconography, total programming, intermixed with advertisements and brainwashing and all the rest of it, the last rivalry in 115 years. Why am I not concerned with it? Why? Something's wrong with me, you see. I'm not a man. I shouldn't be concerned about the end of America, the end of the dollar, the attack on the family, World War III being engineered. Because after all, I was given a football game. I shouldn't be concerned with all the police state things I saw while I traveled the country that just stunned me, worse than I even thought. I shouldn't be concerned. MF Global was $400 million, $600 million, $700 million, $1 billion, $1.2 billion, more than $1.2 billion. Today, Reuters says it's $3 billion of people's private accounts stolen, and you're not getting them back. Ha, 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 ha. A new precedent, and so what? That doesn't matter if they take people's private bank accounts or brokerage accounts. After all, Chase McCoy,
defeated the tribes that were wearing purple. The Prunes, or whatever the other team's called. Again, I shouldn't be concerned by this false reality scientifically set up to manipulate our tribal primitive instincts.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Engage in, I study it. Every move they make. And when I look at the general public, on average, who is completely unconscious of the fact that they're being bombarded with propaganda, that they're being physically poisoned, those aren't just words. You're being assaulted. And it's a mind game, though. If somebody's dog starts digging holes in your yard, to go back to the dog analogies, most people will get angry, especially if they learn that the neighbor knows their dog is doing that and doesn't care. And if you said something to your neighbor about it nicely, hey, Bill, your dog's digging holes in my yard and digging out my plants and killing them. And if the neighbor said, well, Bob, I don't care. Get out of my face. Got a problem? You, even if you were a nice guy, would have to control yourself not to get in a fist fight. Hey, but the scientists genetically engineer the major food crops to absolutely screw up your endocrine systems, to reduce your fertility. The documents are public. We've published them. We've written articles about it. And you tell the average person that, and they're like, yeah, right. Okay, well, everybody knows the government's doing stuff. What are you going to do about it? You see, that's what it is. You feel powerless. The globalists are masters of psychology. And they have learned how humans tick and how humans operate, cold-bloodedly. And that's what frustrates me, because, yes, it's sophisticated, but when you're aware of it, you still have your instincts, you're still who you are, but those instincts were designed for another system, a primitive system, where humans were in groups of no bigger than 20 or 30. And now we're in this false technological system that was designed. Technology was focused for hundreds of years in certain ways to control populations. And now it's been brought to a high science. The problem is you reap what you sow. There is a feedback loop. And as hard as the ruling class social engineers, the human architects, as hard as they try to stay out of their own system, it is blowing back on them so bad. And that's the parable. We see the parable everywhere. Emperor Palpatine, Revenge of the Sith, tries to fry somebody, and it blasts back on him. That's in every major archetype. And that's basically what the elite are doing. And I'm watching humanity mutate and fall apart and become stunted right in front of my eyes. And I talk to the general public, and they're in a trance. Oh, they may even go, yeah, Alex, you're right about the New World Order. Now, will you please stop talking about it? The game is about to begin. The game, I mean, I should be 24-7 climbing up on top of billboards, spray painting messages of liberty. I'm not saying do that, but you know, I should be doing, and you should be doing, bullhorning on street corners, going to city council every week, running for office, clawing at every point you can to get the word out. I mean, I've talked a lot about this, but the fact that now, when Chernobyl happened in 86, for 6 months, they wouldn't let the children in Europe, northern, southern, eastern, you name it, drink the local milk or eat local vegetables. They had to be thrown away because they knew that that was where it was raining down on and then bioaccumulating in it. And they didn't want the children getting massive increases in leukemias and other cancers directly connected to radioactive isotopes from meltdowns. Today, similar, in some cases, higher levels are hitting the United States, much higher levels in Japan. And the same thing in Japan. They're not stopping the milk, the produce. They're just saying, eat it. And here they're just saying, eat it. Okay, levels went up from Connecticut to Colorado to California. We don't care. We don't care, just we're going to raise the levels of what's safe. I know I talk a lot about that, but it's a fundamental change. It's like the common sense, life preservation, public safety life force switch has been flipped off. The globalists flipped it off in the general public to a great extent. But they've now flipped it off in themselves, because there's no way the globalists are immune from this. And then you read their writings, a lot of the higher level ones are actually conscious of that, and they say, yes, the goal is to kill everything. We just want to kill. We just want to kill humanity. And then you find out you're literally dealing with demon-possessed creatures.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
While we go through the news, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. Here's another article out of the literally 200-plus I have here. Criminals and cyberbullies to be banned from the web, London Telegraph. Well, thank goodness criminals and cyberbullies will be banned. But worldwide, under the same standardized plan, they've introduced similar legislation here. If you ever say something bad about someone, including a corrupt dirtbag politician, well, there's no free speech. If you hurt someone's feelings, then you will be fined or arrested. They already do this in Europe, and now it's coming here. Criminals who commit offenses online, but it'll all be selectively enforced, of course, and cyberbullies will be banned from the Internet as part of the government's new cybersecurity strategy announced today. Now, how do they ban you from the Internet? Oh, what's been built in for, 5 years and all the Microsoft systems? an internet ID. It's just waiting to be implemented, and thumbprinting and digital face scanning to access the web to authenticate that you're allowed to be online. They also are talking about using VoicePrint. You know about different programs, why if you try to upload some music to YouTube that you don't own, within seconds of it going live, it's already been scanned by the software that recognizes it and knows what song it is. It's VoicePrint, and now they're moving to VoicePrint. And Lieberman's back in the news, calling for censorship of the internet. It calls for police and courts to make more use of existing cyber sanctions to restrict access to social networks and instant messaging services in case of hacking, fraud, and online bullying. Sex offenders and those convicted of harassment and other antisocial behavior also face more internet restrictions under the new strategy. The new strategy, yes. Oh, but here's another article out of the same Telegraph. Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. That's right. And it says that the government is being advised in the new vetting scheme that, well, let pedophiles adopt children. Let sex offenders be teachers. Come on. They've got rights, too. That's right. And you're a bigot. You're a bigot if you don't like Jerry Sandusky. You listen to that interview he did. The reporter asked him, he says, well, are you attracted to children? He's like, well, I don't know. In fact, we should play that letter, Jerry. I meant to play that last week and never did. We ought to queue up that creep. And, of course, the reporter who 6 months ago forced all this out in the paper locally is saying, oh, yeah, this goes into children being brought through this system, through the second mile and other systems, to donors. Of course. Who else but this type of garbage would come up with this? Who else but these people? The system is run by very sick freaks at the top. And then they've got a whole army of mercenaries and compartmentalized phony tough who only want power. And you know what? The God of this world is going to give it to them. Especially when those of us that love good and recognize good stand down and do nothing. I talked about it while I was out of town. The corrupt system is opening the gates of hell. Let me get to these articles and I'll go to your calls and I'm going to come back and go through the rest of it. But, you know, I don't even think I'm going to cover this today. This is what I got at the Grand Canyon because I unpacked a lot of stuff. And this morning I was in a hurry and I couldn't find a big stack of newspapers and things that I had picked up along the way. It seemed like everywhere I'd go, I'd walk into a gas station in northern New Mexico and there'd be the local paper. And it would say Girls Night Out. The all-female police unit set up checkpoints on highways and search cars. And so I said to Richard Reeves in the gas station was with me while we're standing in line, two of the people in front of us, I said, look at this. Look at this checkpoint. Look how it's all women, how they play men off against women and this compartmentalization. And there's a Navajo woman behind the counter because it seems like in Navajo country, I mean, I know that women run things, but it seems like also women are pretty much the ones at work. It was just always everywhere I went, grocery stores, you name it, Navajo women, security guards behind the counter, everywhere, Navajo women. And she heard me. She goes, that's right. You'd be surprised what women can get done. And I went, oh, I know that. Is that the Navajo culture where women run things? She goes, yes, it is. And then I saw her with a guy buying beer in front of me. The guy looked like he was 45, construction worker. I saw her take his driver's license, scan it, and then say, be careful out there. And I went, oh, you're making sure, you know, he's bad buying beer. You're making sure. And she's like, you know, got all upset with me. And I said, so you enjoy the system. You like this in the newspaper right here. It was, you know, a whole case of them right there. And I said, you know, you like this? She's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, you like all the power the state gives you. You like minding everybody, don't you? And I kind of just shut up there. And she goes, you be careful out there driving. And I said, I will. But I didn't want to go into the whole thing of anthropology, sociology, psychology. I didn't go into, did you know there's Roman manuals from 1800 years ago that were used all over the Caribbean for slavery, both of the natives and blacks that were shipped in, and how they would take the women and set them up over the men as the minders? Do you know about that? I didn't dare. I just looked at her and I said, the New World Order that you're empowering is what's destroyed your people and was going to destroy everybody else. And I turned to the crowd. It was a packed gas station. I turned to the whole crowd and I said, this system is going to destroy you. And I said, if you can't recognize that you deserve to be destroyed. And I looked at her and I said, you will be judged for serving this system, as we all will be. See, it's time to let people know you will be judged. You have opened the gates of hell. And she was shaking when I left, and that's good, because I have the light of truth, and any who seek it will have it. I choose reality and not weakness, and I spit this modern world out of my mouth and all the evil. I repent for my wickedness. And I'm as wicked as the day is long. That's why God has chosen me and many other men who've been wicked. Because we can see and we truly know the bitter burden of evil. And I want no part of it. Ever. All of us are unbelievably evil. And I want no part of it. And it's recognizing evil from good that is the beginning. Goodness is success and beauty and health and creativity and blessing so incredible you can't handle it. Evil is twisted, stunted, crippled, painful, blinded, humiliated, freezing, desperate, stinking, hurt. It's rubble. It's torn down cities. It's starving children. It's the smell of rotten flesh. It's the evil control freaks turned loose to run over all of us forever. And I will have no part of it. I will have no part of it. Everywhere I went, it was police state. Every newspaper, every magazine, every system. I walk into the Grand Canyon, every restaurant we went to, whether it was a little cafeteria or the fancy old lodge. The Grand Canyon book. Here, give me a document camp shot, please, here. Here's a great idea. Become a Grand Canyon National Park Junior Ranger. This is a thick book. It's full of little jewels. And I went to multiple gift shops to buy my children some children's clothes. And they had literally, in these gift shops, in some cases, hundreds of different variants of adult clothing. But nothing for children, but three different variants for boys and girls, so six total, of Junior Ranger Little Hitler youth outfits. And, of course, the Forest Service people and park rangers, they acted pretty thuggish. Had a few run-ins with them for no reason. Saw them bossing others around for no reason. Anti-human lectures endlessly. And it says here, complete this booklet, and it's pretty thick, and bring it into them, and they'll give you a badge. And then, of course, when you get there, it also gives you a discount if you fill it out on coupons to get the Little Hitler youth outfit. This is the Grand Canyon activity book, and it tells you in here how to spy on your parents, only in America and East Germany, and how to not take hot baths, and how to tell your parents how to, you know, tattle on them if they don't turn the lights off in their hotel room. It's better to laugh than to cry, isn't it? And as they infect our crops worldwide with death, Then they have their courts come in when they sue you and rule against you, when they infect you. When their radiation gets on your property, it's your problem they infected you. The whole law of common sense, of organic galactic law, turned on its head, where evil has all rights and good is an enemy to be hunted down and exterminated. Where the parents are to be overthrown. Where the men are to be overthrown. Where our women are servants dependent on the states. Where the men are disaffected, frozen in an addled youth state of arrested development. Where our children are completely given over to the state and the chemicals and the brainwashing and the commercialism and the soulless video games. With a simulated murder and rapine endlessly stacked upon evil. Unmitigated, unparalleled, volcanic, tectonic eruptions of pain and suffering and curses. Absolute hell on earth just waiting to roll out. You think these dungeon doors that have flown open to release evil? The simpering vipers turned loose on our world are only the beginning. Are only the cannon fodder of the true evils that are going to be visited upon us. And if the establishment media doesn't say something's important, it isn't covered. Or if it is, it's in the back of the news. As I told you 2 days ago, as I told you on Tuesday, first it was 600 million, on and on and on, 1.2 billion, more than 1.2 billion. Oh, today, Reuters is reporting that anger mounts as MF Global clients see 3 billion still stuck. And they're saying some people will get their money back, but most will not get their money back. Because the bankruptcy trustee, regulators, and exchanges have had no comment on the missing funds in weeks and have given no information as to how much cash they are retaining, customers are left guessing exactly how much might end up in the creditor's process of the bankruptcy. Well, you know why. The head of the CFTC is invested in all this with the Corzine. But I better not call Corzine a criminal. They might revoke my internet privileges, because everything's a privilege. To own a gun, to have a right to life, to have a right to your own property is a privilege. To travel is a privilege. Of course, none of it's a privilege, but the system says so. And so the little enforcers who would have no future but to be a little boss, a little toady of the system, every authoritarian society hires sociopaths and thugs, and that conversion is now happening, the wedge of totalitarianism firmly driven. And they're just saying, hey, here's another article out of The Independent. What price new democracy? Goldman Sachs conquers Europe. And it goes on to say, Goldman Sachs now runs Europe. The very group that engineered the collapse. And see, it's so naked. It's so brazen. It's so waddling. Just out in the open. But you look at the public, you try to talk to a man, say a 50-year-old insurance salesman who makes $300,000 a year. And they think if you warn them about this, they think you're showing off. See, the American people, they like to sit around and talk about sports and show off to each other how many team members they know, how many plays they know. And so if you try to warn them about something, hey, are you concerned about this? What do you think we ought to do? Oh, you're showing off about finance stuff. No. I'm trying to warn you. What do you think we ought to do? It's like I'm at the Grand Canyon and we're about to leave. And I go, let's go find that visitor center on the southeast rim because that's where they had the UN sign where they threatened to arrest me a few years, you know, 14 years ago. So I go there. They've torn down the old visitor center. They got this giant one there now. Nobody's around. There's like 10 people inside. There's like two or three walking by every 5 minutes outside. So I get my iPhone out and I start shooting a video of the plaque that they've got off on the side of the building saying it's a UN takeover. And I'm just really quietly over there talking. And I hear an old guy come up behind me. And he goes, "What's he talking about?" He says, "Slaves don't talk in America. It's weird to see somebody talking. I mean, talking's not patriotic." And he goes, "Hold on, I'll be in there in a minute," to his wife. "I'll find out with this guy. Soon as he's, when you hear what I'm talking about, he goes, as soon as he's done talking." Video's up on Infowars.com. "Soon as he's done talking, I'm going to take a photo of this." He didn't like the fact I was talking, because he heard I was talking about America being taken over by foreign banks in the UN, and he had like American flags and veteran stuff all over it. And to him, it's anti-patriotic to say America's in trouble. I need to just watch football and wear American flags. I bet if I'd have said to him, "How about them Cowboys?" he'd looked at me like I was a good American. But because I actually know that's been handed over in receivership, like the Greek islands, that was wrong. That was bad.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Yeah, I'm wound up and I'm in a nasty mood because I want people to start recognizing corruption and evil for what it is and taking it on. Because evil will grow and take over, and you'll get a Nazi Germany, a Soviet Russia, a communist China. I mean, that's the norm, and I'm freaked out, folks, because the globalists have said that's what they're setting up, is a high-tech, authoritarian, anti-human system. And so imagine if you were in 1937 Germany and knew what was going on and were over here trying to warn people in America and nobody would help you. That happened. People knew what the Soviets were doing in the 20s and 30s, but he was called Uncle Joe Stalin on our news. He'd already killed tens of millions of people. He'd already killed more people than Hitler had, Lenin, and then Stalin had, before Hitler even got going. People tried to warn. And the different civil liberties groups would come after you. And here I am warning people, folks. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's never going to get better from here on out. It's designed to be post-industrial. Do I need to quote Ted Turner, Bill Clinton, Jacques Cousteau, Maurice Strong, Hansen, or Henson at NASA? Do I need to quote all the documents as I've done over and over again in the video clips? They want you poor. Just like, what did Russell Means say in that film we did with him, Welcome to the Reservation. Welcome to the Reservation. And it's true. Everything that was tested out on the Native Americans is the worldwide model. They want you in controlled areas, not self-sufficient. That's why they're targeting Amish. That's why they're targeting, while I was out west, they're giving the Navajo, Homeland Security is setting up a national ID card for them to track them and control them. And sure enough, I did research. It's the women contingent. I'm not even attacking these women. They're attacking them all. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. We have a nation where men are encouraged to act like little boys forever, and where the women are encouraged to be the boss. And you see it in feminism. You see it everywhere today. And society is wrecked. Totally and completely wrecked and falling apart. Men think manhood is painting themselves up and getting drunk and going and screaming at a football game. And, folks, I'm not judging you because you like a football game. I sat there last night and enjoyed it. It was a good football game. But I knew that it wasn't important at the end of the day. I mean, I watched people on the sidelines when it was back and forth in the game, totally freaked out on both sides, like their child was under the operating knife, like their child was having open-heart surgery and might die. I mean, I saw the full-grown men and women, everybody just, oh, oh. Meanwhile, they don't care about their bank accounts. They don't care about the future of the country. They don't care. It's all false. They create these false avenues, and the system's using it for that. And I just want you to be conscious of that. I just want you to be conscious of what's happened to our society. And I want to reach more people. I want you to spread InfoWars.com. I want you to get it out to your email list. I want you to get it out to your church, your synagogue, your mosque, your whatever you're into, your atheist group, whatever. We've got to get focused, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get these bankers out of here. They're now admitting a world government run by Goldman Sachs and the other members of the Federal Reserve. It's in AP today that the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank are really one bank. I've told you that forever. It's just the details are secret. But we know about the original deal in 1913. I told you the bailout went to Europe mainly. Folks, we study this. We know where it's going. It's not going a nice place. We got to get off this train. We got to get off this train. Your calls are coming up. But all I want to do is warn the people. Please help me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.